Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth, not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. This week we're going to be looking at the fear of the Lord. The key scripture for these series of lessons on the fear of the Lord is found in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. And it says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. And we'll keep referring back to this scripture throughout this series of lessons. Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. It says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Notice it doesn't say what the need is. Whatever your need is, God has grace to help. This is an open-ended statement. It's up to you to humble yourself and by faith come to His throne. He is merciful, and He will give you the grace that you need to help you in your time of need. Now, Hebrews 12:28 says, let us therefore have grace. Where are you going to get grace? There's only one place you can get grace. You can't get it at Walmart. You can't get it out at Jordan Creek Mall. The only place you can get grace is you come boldly to the throne of grace. He said, therefore, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Since God never changes, contrary to what most of us believe, God is still a consuming fire. Written to Christians, God is a consuming fire. That was not written to the people down on Skid Row. That was not written to the people in the bar. That was not written to people at the dope house. That was written to the church. The church needs to know our God is a consuming fire. How are we going to serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear? There's only one way: by God's grace. Not God's unmerited favor. Grace. The grace He's talking about is something you come to the throne and you receive so that you can do the will of God. Listen to what Paul said. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:10, according to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. See, he had a grace to be a wise master builder. He had a grace to lay the proper foundation. And another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. What was he? Well, he was an apostle. And his grace towards me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. So this grace of God in Paul was a dunamis. It was a power. It was an ability that Paul allowed God to use through him. 1 Corinthians 1:4, we all tells us that we all have a grace or grace. 1 Corinthians 1:4 says, thank my God, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given you in Christ Jesus. God will give us the grace to serve him acceptably. So Paul allowed this impartation from God to carry him forward in the service to God. Well, our service for every one of us is to serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, that he might be glorified in the earth. If Christians do not serve God with reverence and godly fear, then God is not glorified. In fact, there's a New Testament scripture that says, because of you, God's name is profaned in the earth, speaking of certain people. Too often, God's name is profaned in the earth. You know, we all know that the name of the Lord is taken in vain as in conjunction with swearing constantly, which is prima facie evidence that they don't fear God. And they're not going to fear God until we fear God. The world isn't going to fear God until the church fears God. The world isn't going to fear God until God is being glorified and magnified in the earth, until the earth can see that God lives in us. Amen? You know, Jesus said, if you don't believe my words, believe my works. And then he said, the works that I do, you shall do also. But we're not doing his works because the church today is more concerned with themselves than with God. Psalm 89:7 says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. Well, let me read you another scripture. 1 Peter 1:15. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. You see, you're already declared holy. The word saints, you know, Paul wrote all of his letters to the saints in Ephesus, to the saints in Colossae, to the saints in Rome. But the word saints is the very same word translated holy. We're holy because we're justified. We're in Christ. But it says, be holy in your conduct. Amen? You know, if you had a cat that barked, you'd think it strange. You'd say, I know that's a cat, but by his conduct, he acts like a dog. He said, be holy in all your conduct because it's written, be holy, for I'm holy. He's talking about conduct. And if you call on your Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, writing to the church, conduct yourselves throughout your stay on the earth in fear. God is going to judge whether we glorified him on the earth or whether we glorified ourselves. God is going to glorify whether we feared him or whether we feared people. He's going to judge us without partiality, our works. Did we glorify God in the earth? He glorified us. He justified us. He called us and he glorified us. He sowed that. He expects to reap being glorified in us on the earth. How do you glorify God? You only glorify God by doing his will. You did not glorify God by doing what you think glorifies God. Jesus said, I do always those things that please the Father. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God, it says. But you know, you've got more than one knee. And I don't mean these two knees. You've got an inner man, and that inner man has a knee. You know, Paul was caught up to heaven, and he said, whether I was in the body or not, I don't know. He couldn't tell the difference. In heaven, they don't have flesh and bone bodies, except Jesus does. The people that are in heaven right now, they don't have flesh and bone bodies, but they have bodies. They have a spiritual body. Paul and Peter both talked about the hidden man of the heart. The inner man. There's a hidden man. And you know, we can bow our knee. We can bow like this. We can bow our knees to God, but that doesn't mean our inner man is bowed. You can put on a religious demonstration and a religious show and still not have your spiritual knee bowed. But if your spiritual knee is bowed, your outer knee will also bow. But your outer knee can bow without your spiritual knee bowing. When we need to bow our knee, we need to bow the knee of our spirit. We need to bow the knee of our soul.
What we do on the inside will be reflected on the outside.
But what we do on the outside is not necessarily a reflection of the inside. You know, I've had a lot of dogs in my life, and I never had to teach one of them how to bark. If we'll bow our hidden man of the heart to God and put God first, it'll be reflected in the earth. Are you following me? If we make a decision to glorify God in our heart, He'll be glorified in the earth. You know, John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came to give life and to give it more abundantly." And He said, "Everyone that came before Me was a thief." He said, "I'm the door." And if you read that in context, He's talking about religion. Religion is the number one thief in the world, and the number one thing it steals is the glory of God. You know, we have religious leaders. I met a fellow the other day from Ethiopia. You know, and the Ethiopians used to have a fellow by the name of Haile Selassie who claimed he was God. There's still the character running the earth called the Dalai Lama who thinks he's God. There are untold numbers of religious figures in the earth who get more glory than God does. Amen. There are religious figures, like Rodney Howard Brown said, some of them they dress up like a woman and then call them father. There are people who get more glory through religion than they give God. Religion steals God's glory. They honor and reverence religious things that they can see with their eyes more than God. Jesus said the same thing to the Jews. He said, "You honor Me with your lips, but your heart's far from Me." They haven't bowed their knee. They haven't determined to glorify God in the earth. Time is short. We need to make up our minds to glorify God in the earth. How do you do that? You fear God. You reverence God. We looked at the scripture in the book of Revelation chapter 14 when John was caught up to heaven. And he said, "I saw an angel in the midst of heaven who was going to preach the gospel to every nation, every kindred, and every tongue on the earth." And he said with a loud voice, Revelation 14:7, "Fear God and give glory to Him." Now if that's the message that an angel is going to be sent from heaven to deliver to the whole earth after the rapture of the church, then we ought to get it today. That's God's message today because He never changes. If His message is going to be through an angel, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come," then our message today, His message to you, is "Fear God and give Him glory, for the hour of His judgment is coming."
Put on the full armor of God.
If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com. Or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321. Or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. You also can visit us at our website, www.rockpowerchurch.com. Rock Power Church is all one word.